This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver International Airport welcomed non-essential travelers for the first time yesterday since the U.S. travel ban was put into place nearly 2 years ago. In 2019, DIA saw more than 1.7 million international travelers before the pandemic. The travel ban lift comes as the airport deals with staff shortages and long wait times as travel bounces back after the pandemic. Environmental groups have filed a federal lawsuit claiming a new U.S. Forest Service plan will fail to protect lynx in southwest Colorado. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
It's been more than 20 years since Colorado reintroduced lynx. A small population is now living in the state's southwest corner. But a coalition of environmental groups, including Defenders of Wildlife and Wild Earth Guardians, say a new federal land use plan opens up too much lynx habitat to logging. Their lawsuit asks a court to hit pause until those issues are resolved. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The federal infrastructure bill sets aside more than $8.8 billion for water projects in the West. Colorado will benefit from some of that money, which will fund upgrades to aging infrastructure, environmental programs, and rural water projects. Zane Kessler with the Colorado River District says the federal money comes at a critical moment for the Colorado River.
Adapting to a hotter, drier future with less water means that we're going to need to update our infrastructure. We're going to need water infrastructure that works properly and efficiently and helps us do more with a dwindling resource.
Congress passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package last Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we'll be listening to The Takeaway. Thank you for joining us. If you heard a story on air that you want to hear again or maybe read, come to CPR.org. Denver's at 48 degrees with a few clouds.